Welcome to Orphan Radio. This episode is all Los Angeles, Orange County, punk rock, 1977 to 84-ish. I'm excited about this one. You guys? Yeah. I'm with Paul and Benji.
Yeah, how's it going?
Looking forward
this
to it.
This is Matt.
This is Benji.
Paul.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for showing up, Paul.
Sorry, I was late.
We started off with the Adolescents, No Way, and then Do the Uganda by the Controllers. But we're going to play a bunch of good stuff, and we got a lot of good requests, too. So, do you want to start off the first set, Benji?
Yeah, let's do, since we're doing California stuff, let's do California by the Simple Tones.
Chicks are really nice.
Ooh, California.
And the cars, they go so fast.
Ooh, California.
And the beach, it's just the most.
And the surf is really warm.
I wish that I could stay here all my life.
The chicks are really nice.
Ooh, California.
And the cars, they go so fast.
Ooh, California.
And the beach is just the most.
And the sun is really warm.
I wish that I could stay here all my life.
This
say the chicks are really nice in California. And the cars, they go so fast in California. And the beach, it's just the most. And the surf, it's really wild. I wish that I could stay all my life, all my life. Say the chicks are really nice.
Ooh, California.
And the cars, they go so fast.
Ooh, California. And the beach, it's just the most. And the surf is really warm. I wish that I could stay here all my life.
We'll be right back. let's enter. Don't suffer in silence.
All right, welcome back.
Woo-wee!
Yep.
Yep, we started that one with Simple Tones, California.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's off of the Beach Boulevard comp on Posh Boy. I
think. It's like 1980 or something, right? Or probably maybe even earlier.
Something like, maybe it might be 78, 79,
I'll look it up.
70, something like that. I don't know.
Paul, can't remember. Paul got in there even though he was late and got a song in on that set.
Yeah, I sure did. I played The Descendants' Bikage.
That's right, and then... Mm-hmm. I played Fear, I Don't Care About You.
Whoop, whoop.
I
saw Fear at the Outhouse.
Did you really? Yeah. How was it?
It was awesome, man.
Tell me about it. What year?
I don't know. It was in the 90s, like 94 or 5, maybe.
Did it get crazy or was it pretty tame?
Yeah, it was nuts, dude.
That's awesome.
Fucking crazy. All opened, actually. They played. I think it was one of their first shows with Chad Price, but... Anyways, it was pretty cool.
That is cool. That was I Don't Care About You, Fear. Somebody's phone's blowing up.
That's you, I'm sure.
All right, we got our first request out of the night. We're going to do 5 in a row here. The first one is from the Delta Bravo Urban Exploration Team. If you don't like them on Facebook.
Go for it. You should totally.
They do awesome stuff.
Really rad cool stuff.
Every day. Anyway, they wanted to hear Another State of Mind by Social Distortion, classic. And then Luke Stemmerman, our friend in Charlotte, North Carolina. Whoop. He wanted to hear X, We're Desperate. And then Mike McColgan from Street Dogs and FM 359 wanted to hear Rip It Up by The Adolescents. So another Adolescents song. And then both my brothers wanted to hear something.
Kilo Rich.
And Rich. Mike wanted to hear Rise Above by Black Flag, and Rich wanted to hear Wild in the Streets.
Sweet.
Circle Jerks. So we'll go into that, and then we'll come back.
Next thing, I just got the song finished. I've been working on it in the past month. Called Another State of Mind. I wrote it, like, about the tour, about things I thought about on the tour, some of the things that happened, experiences that we've gone through. First verse says, I'm in another state of mind. I wish I could be there right next to her. This road leads to this, and this one leads to that. Her voice sends shivers down my spine. The chorus says, these scars in my flesh, I'm bruised and I'm bloody. Only she knows the pain that I've been through. I talk to her 1,000 miles away. There's tears in her eyes. If I make it back, I'm going home to her. And then that's... what I've got so far.
Yeah.
Back again. Everybody's looking at their phones. You win the LA downhill. You'll skate for smash skates.
You'll be skating smash skates.
Thrashing.
Yeah, man. That's one of the most
one of the best movies ever
of my childhood.
Well, I mean, watching this or watching Thrashing, Suburbia, yeah. Repo Man, Decline of Western Civilization. That shit left a huge
mark
on me.
Definitely. And then just movies in general from the early 80s from, you know, that were filmed in California.
Like Valley Girl and Karate Kid and, you know.
Fast Times.
Fast Times, of course. Paul?
Bill and Ted's.
Paul.
Come on.
So we had some good requests there. Let's keep it rolling. What do you want to hear, Benji?
All right, we're going to play one of my favorite bands, the Dickies, Fan Mail.
Let's do it. If you win the L.A. Down...
This hurts to move this vacant earth. There's facts I'd like to learn. So many things I want to do. Especially trivial info. Paraphernalia. Badges and regalia. They send me every fear. Because I am interested in you. And everything you do. I find myself in all of your shoes. I could you tell me where you find your food.
cold and brush. Fresh on every set, top shot, swap box. Leave you clean, those leaves, she's hot in the box. Let me tell you, little boy, she'll clean your clock.
Val jerk. Remember that part?
Of course. All right, that we started that last set off there with Fan Mail by the Dickies.
Whoop whoop. And then I played the Dills, You're Not Blank. That's a good one. We had to go back that to thrashing
again.
Was good.
Yeah, we did that Black Eyed, what is it, Black Eyed Blonde?
By the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, that scene is so good, dude.
Well, I don't understand. What was Corey Webster wearing to that dance? Do you remember that part when they go to that club? They go out for the night, and he's wearing like a dress shirt. Do you remember he like gets dressed up?
Vaguely.
And then
that was so fucking weird, dude. The whole thing, like, who was the kid? Remember the kid?
The little kid. I thought he was always somebody's little brother or something.
Well, he rode with them like there, didn't he? Or no, they wouldn't let him go.
And
the
then
car.
He goes, I hope you don't get laid.
Now's where we separate the men from the boys.
But he also in that club scene, Hook. His sister comes.
Right, that's where they take off. They
right,
beat
but
it.
Remember what she wears? She wears a thing like she's like going to the prom or something.
Those shoes.
Very
yeah,
weird.
She has to carry around all night. Yeah, dude. That is that ballad during the little love montage.
Dude, I've been looking for that movie or that song forever.
Oh.
How does it go?
I've been arrested by you. Take me.
No, that's from another movie.
That's from Better Off Dead.
No, don't think twice.
Oh, that's it, dude. Oh man!
Remember, and then yeah, the next day is the pool competition.
Yeah,
woo! This has turned into the whole thrashing episode.
Yeah, dude.
And well, then Paul played a song at the end there.
I played a Black Flag, Wasted.
Thanks, Paul.
Sweet.
No problem.
All right, we got another request block. We got three songs. Ryan Largo.
Woo woo!
He wants to hear. Up? He wants to hear Live Fast, Die Young by the Circle Jerks. Lizzie Cook wants to hear Everything Turns Gray by the Agent Orange. Sorry, Lizzie. Agent Orange. It's important to get a female perspective, right, guys?
Yeah, yes. Of course.
Okay. The Everything Turns Gray. And then Brandon Lunsford in Charlotte, North Carolina wants to hear Lexicon Devil by the Germs. So let's do that, and then we'll come back. Sound good?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Go!
Ah!
right, let's do some more.
Hey. Hey, kid. Hey, you hard of hearing, Ace? What do you want? You want to make $10? Fuck you, queer.
We have a new drug ball. need a little elbow room. I need a space, man, that ain't all. Get home, first thing you know, my folks jump on my case. Get a job, take the dishes out, put the trash bag in its place. Someday when I'm a man, I'm gonna put him in their place. Cause my old man's a fatso, he's got a pot filled for a mouth. Maybe my old man's a fatso, but you know he owns this house. Yeah. The lock inside the glass, staring at the dots upon the wall. My teachers all are retards.
Again, one last time, Paul.
What's up, guys?
What do you need? Do you need a drink?
I'm all right for now.
What'd you have for dinner?
Had some tacos.
Homemade?
Yeah.
Look at you,
dude. I'm about to roll down to
Chipotle. I knew you were gonna say that.
Friday night.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Why, do they have a deal or something?
No.
Oh. all right, weirdos. We got the neutron bomb.
No way. We played The Descendants in Love This Way.
That's good. And then Bad Religion, We're Only Gonna Die.
And then
we hadn't done a Bad Religion song.
No, we had to do that. Yeah, definitely. Then we played The Zeros, Beat Your Heart Out.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah, that's that Elvez dude.
And you said he's Alejandro Escovedo's brother?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we played The Angry Samoans, My Old Man's a Fatso. So we could probably do another couple episodes, but we'll cut this one.
Yeah. What do you want to close with? What do you got?
Let's do a classic.
Let's do it.
How about Institutionalized?
Whoop, whoop.
Paul?
That is classic.
Paul?
That's good.
What are you doing the rest of the night?
I'm going to go get some Chipotle. What are you about to do?
I don't know. What about you?
I don't know. It's undecided.
All right. Hope you enjoyed. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And like, I try hard to do it, and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away. And like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know, I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know, and you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself, but they just keep bugging me.
just keeps bugging me. There's films on the side. It's gotta be a suicide. So come on, pray with my side. You won't have anything. I pray with you to see the way. I'm not crazy.
Here's the design.
You're the one who's crazy.
Here's the design.
You're trying to be crazy.
Here's the design.
They take me in and in soon. Cause that was the only solution to give me needed for fast enough to take you from the enemy myself.
I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay. I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. Normal people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. He went through it with a sneeze. Not ready back to see a sneeze. Just got me, just blame me. It's for good, I'm crazy. I'm not crazy.
Here's the decision.
You're the one that's crazy.
Here's the decision.
You're trying to be crazy.
Here's the decision.
They stick me in and institution. That was the only solution. I didn't need it from that stuff. I can't keep from the enemy myself.
I was sitting in my room, and my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. And I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're going to hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're going to hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy. When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say to go to pick my brain, leave me suffering at my face. By the time they pick my head, better leave, I'll be dead. I'm not crazy.
Here's the design.
You're the one that's crazy.
Here's the design.
You got me crazy.
Here's the design.
They take me in and introduce me. That was the only solution. Give me the fuck up. I'm just taking from the enemy myself.